new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
On the Midnight Rider, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Gosh, I love that song. I love the song. That's why I named the show that, because I love that song. I even like Willie Nelson's version of the song, too. We may get that as bumper music as well and play Willie's version of the Midnight Rider, too. But out of the two, though, I like this one better because it's got that Wurlitzer electric piano in it that just sounds so cool. Just gets a little groove in it, man. Just always love that. It's open lines tonight, but we've been talking about this bill, H.R. 1955, the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007. Don't you feel so much safer knowing that, well, we'll just take away all this well, your liberties, your freedoms. We just need to keep you safe. Okay, we're doing this to protect the homeland. Okay, well, another Timothy McVeigh might emerge. Yes, another Timothy McVeigh might emerge. Someone working for the government, and they blow up a federal building. That could happen. Yes. Sorry, Glenn Beck, but you're correct in your assumption. Yes, another Tim McVeigh could appear working for the government, just like last time. Oh, but wouldn't that shatter your paradigm? You know, and I'm at the point, folks, I don't care anymore. I mean, you know, I knew the day that I turned the microphone on for the very first time that life, my life was over. That it, as far as it meaning anything, you know, to anybody, it's done. It's toast. You know, I'm just here to try and get information out. That's all I want to do. I want to educate people, and us be able to stand up. You know, because that's what we need. We need people who are aware. Knowledge is power, and they hate that. They don't want you knowing the things we talk about on this program and other programs. They want you ignorant and dumbed down. Back in a minute with more. 800-313-9443 if you'd like to join us here on the broadcast.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You talk of the flag. I talk of revolution. You'd much rather brag. And if the decibels of this disenchanting discourse continue to dampen the day, the conference again and again and again and again as our sanity walks away. All this discussion, the politically correct.
You know, all of this infrastructure being created here in the country. First, we've got this Homeland Security infrastructure that's created, and now you've got NORTHCOM that's here to protect the homeland. And you just top off 4 drills, which they actually find bombs and suspend it. Let's scare everybody else. And oh my goodness, they just happen to be in position to take care of the forest fires. Folks, it's beginning. We have literally seen since 9/11 this stuff move at warp speed. I mean, this is warp 9, baby. This stuff is happening nearly every day, or at least weekly now. All of the time. somebody in the chat room, you know, talking about, you know, police. You know, remember when they made you feel safe? Now they make you nervous as hell, all dressed in their little SWAT outfits and stuff. And there's a lot of good cops still out there, folks. But this whole sea change and how these departments are training and that kind of stuff, man, it's scary business. Fortunately, our department here is not. I mean, most of these guys are nice guys. I know a bunch of them, and they're nice guys. You know, sit down, had a cup of coffee with them, and talked and laughed, and know some of them, know their kids. And I'm just, by the virtue of the fact I live in a little small suburb, it's growing by leaps and bounds. And you give another 5 years, and I won't know who they are. There's going to be too many of them. It's just stuff is incredible, and it's just getting worse day by day. Let's take a phone call. Catherine in Montana, welcome to the Midnight Rider. You're on. How are you tonight?
Hi, Mike. Excuse my scratchy throat here, okay?
No, your throat's just fine, hon.
I wanted to tell you that if people really wanted to make a statement about not getting accurate news, whether it would come from the boob tube, a newspaper, a magazine, whatever, that they should all turn off their televisions, whether it's a free television, news station, or cable or dish. They should turn off their radios, and they should make a point not to buy the propaganda, whether it comes from a newspaper,
right,
a so-called news magazine, whatever. Totally boycott them all, big time. Hit them where it hurts. We all know where the media is coming from and how slanted it is. It's been that way for a very, very long time. This is nothing new. Unfortunately, it took a long time for some people to wake up. Some people woke up a long time ago and were just called nuts, as we all know,
right,
or, you know, conspiracy theorists or whatever. And if you really track it down, and may I make a side note here, so I know this is your show. If everybody would go to the archives of Michael Herzog's show that he had on today and listen to that, it will blow your mind. I mean, I knew a lot of what he was talking about with the media and the connections, but it will literally blow their minds, and I highly recommend that.
Oh, most certainly. And a matter of fact, I'm gonna take a listen to it just because you've been recommending it,
right?
To people in the chat room. And when you tie all this in with Karl Rove's statements of that they create the reality, and you've got Dan Rather filing a $70 million lawsuit against CBS and Viacom, and in this lawsuit he mentions the fact that the government has too much control of the news.
Absolutely. And the corporations, just follow the money. It's like with anything else, follow
exactly.
The money, and the old saying, money talks and BS walks.
Right.
And I'm telling you, Mike, I don't know what's going to happen if they do pass, if Bush signs that hate crime deal, and then with this other garbage, with this bill that you're discussing tonight on your show, I really don't know what regular Americans, not just people who are highly informed, will get their news.
Right.
I mean, unless they just try to do it through emails. But another thing is, if they're going to label anybody who dares question the government, any authority figure, anything, I mean, think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could be anybody. I mean, they want to label, if you see the difference between old-time policemen who are very good, and there are still some good policemen I know.
Yeah, it's like the,
right.
The guys that took care of my boy today were old-school cops.
Right.
I mean, there wasn't the 20 questions or anything like that. They said, hey, man, he's doing just fine. We've been in here talking to him, and he's a good kid. You're free to go.
Right. There are good and bad and all. Some of the new timers, I can see a big difference. And I've said this before, so I won't repeat myself there. But what I'm getting at is, it's as if you can't say jack squat about anything. You
right.
can't question. If you say, you know, I'm against the war, you're anti-troop, you're anti-American. If
right.
you say Iraq did not make 9/11 happen, that 9/11 was an inside job and quote-unquote outside job too, in my opinion, you get called names. If you say anything about a religious movement that you think promotes war instead of Christ teachings or Buddhist teachings or anything, you're called a name. I mean, it is ridiculous that you can't
yeah.
say anything. Everybody walks around for fear of being called a bigot, a racist, politically incorrect, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And you get the same thing when you call Washington, D.C.
Oh, exactly.
Or an email. I know for a fact because I called everybody from Hillary's office, Lieberman's, Pelosi's, my Montana people here, etc. Everything.
Yeah.
All you
yeah.
get is, I don't know, ma'am. Well, I can't comment, ma'am, or this or that. And so far, by sending something here in Missoula through a lady with Tester's office that went to Washington, D.C., he is the only one who answered me about that disarmament of veterans. That I don't have the bill in front of me, but you know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, H.R. 2640, right, yeah.
He is the only one who answered me. And if I had his letter in front of me right now, I would read it to you. But basically, it's a big fat cop-out because if
sure
he
is.
Was not going to vote in favor of that bill, he would have come out and said, I will not vote for it. It was some, excuse me here, bear with me, it was some bullshit about, well, you know, I was a butcher in Montana,
yes.
and I know about, you know, firearms and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It has nothing to do with being a butcher and using a firearm as a tool. It has nothing
yeah.
to do about hunting. It has nothing to do about anything except what our founding fathers wrote, and these stupid people in Washington, D.C. and across the states that supposedly represent us, taxation without representation, it has nothing to do with that. And you can't get a single straight answer from any of them. And the Democrats are so stupid. Bear with me here. I'm trying to use my cough drop here, and I'm making noise, I'm sure. The Democrats who went in and said, we're going to do this or that, well, they're just in deep doo-doo along with the rest of them. And they just outright lied, just like the neocon artists have
sure.
lied, just like past Republicans, if you want to call them that, have lied. It's just absolutely ridiculous. And all
yeah.
the people across this country go on and on and on. Well, this other party, this is better than this party and that party. They're so freaking stupid. They're just a bunch of sheep. They don't realize that they're all in the same boat together, and nobody gives a jack squat about anything except their next election and follow the money, their benefits, their pensions, everything. And then when they get out of there, they'll just jump from there to another job that will pay them because
oh,
they
yeah.
were bought off by all those corporations
exactly.
and everything else.
Exactly.
And
Catherine, I appreciate the
ridiculous.
Call. We're going to have to go to a break here in just a second, but you're spot on, hon.
Well, God bless you, and excuse my voice and excuse
no,
my cough.
No, you're fine. I mean, you put it out quite well.
Well, we love your show, and keep up the good work.
Thank you. I appreciate you listening. You have a good night.
Okay, bye-bye.
She's right on, folks. I mean, this is just spot on right here. Boom. It's all about the Benjamins and keeping your nice $168,000 a year job that's now your career. I mean, my God, we have political science degrees in college now. The politics is now a career path. All right, you start out in your local town council, then you move up. One day, maybe you'll be able to sit in the big chair, president. And I love it when these guys get shot down and sent back to the house. Ernest Istook, an Oklahoma prime example, started out as a lawyer, little town councilman, then went to the house in the state of Oklahoma, and on the way to Congress, thought he'd come back and meet the big governor. Shut him down. Boom. Man, I loved it. I laughed so hard. Back in a minute. 800-313-9443. We've got Shelley and Jim around the corner. Don't go anywhere.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Catherine made a pretty good point, you know, about, you know, how we would get our news, maybe through email. You know, when in Eastern Europe and in Russia, when the Iron Curtain fell, the information was being dispensed via fax. They took the technology of the day and utilized it and leveraged it. And, folks, this is the same thing that we have to do. We have to take it to them. It's time to fight this at their level, by their rules. There are no rules. That's their rules. We've tried to do this right. We've tried to be decent. We've tried to be forthright with these people. It's time to take the gloves off. I'm sorry. I'm not saying go get your guns yet, because I think we can still win the info war. But it's time we change the rules of engagement that we have. We've tried to be nice. I mean, how many people will go to these protests and will calmly go over to the free speech zone? That's not a free speech zone. That's a cage. You are a free speech zone. Start acting like one. Back to the phone we go. Shelley in Iowa. Thanks for holding. Welcome to the Midnight Rider.
Thanks.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm just pissed. I'm very, very pissed. I want to say I woke up probably around sixth grade when my sixth grade teacher said, you guys got to start reading the newspaper and understand what's going on in your world.
Right.
Because you're the ones who's going to be able to change it. And I think 3 weeks ago, I have buddies at the bar who we talk politics with. And we were talking politics, and they say, you need to watch Zeitgeist, the movie, and it's by Alex Jones. And for the last 3 to 4 weeks, I have been looking over all of his stuff, and I couldn't believe, you know, all this stuff was in the back of my mind, but I finally had somebody who put it out there, and who showed me, you know, what's going on. And I'm very, very happy about that. But my main concern is, you know, how do you fight without money? How do you fight without guns? If you have a no-protest zone, how are you going to protest? I mean, how do we accomplish things that we are not given the power to do?
We stop playing by their rules. I mean,
how do we not play by their rules? We retaliate. We go to jail.
But then that's the thing. I think everybody's trying to do this from the standpoint of, okay, I'm willing to do it as long as there's no personal price for me.
Right, but what can you do if you're dead or if you're in jail? You can't really. I'm just saying you can't do that much.
But again, here's the point. There's a price for freedom. And that's part of the problem here. Everybody wants to dance around this. We want to talk about all we want to do, but nobody talks about the cost. Ron Paul says he needs $12 million for the quarter. He doesn't even have two.
Yeah.
Everybody wants all this for free. Nobody wants to pay for a DVD. Nobody wants to pay for somebody's documentary. But yeah, they'll watch it for free on the internet all day long. And when you tell them, hey, I need to recoup my costs, they sit and they moan and groan. That's the problem. We're just sitting back here, wanting to be spoon-fed all this stuff and expect it all to come magically appear and fix itself because we're talking on the internet. A few people showing up at a protest. But what people forget is that changing the government, changing your country, it takes time, it takes dedication, and there's a real cost to it. It's like I said earlier, when I fired the microphone, the very first time I sat down and did one of these programs, I knew my life was over.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of when. It could be tonight, it could be tomorrow night, a year from now, 10 years from now. Or I may live to be old and gray.
Right.
But I knew the day I fired it that my life was over, because these people are playing for keeps. This is not games. And people, if we're going to win this, we've got to stop playing by the rules. We've got to stop feeding the beast. If their rules are no rules, those are our rules.
Amen.
And play by the – if they want to play the game, then we'll play the game. But I'm not going to feed their beast anymore. I don't watch their television. I try to buy – as few products from these big, huge corporations as I possibly can. It's hard because it's so much, you know, or stuff that comes from China. I try to avoid it.
Right.
But you almost can't.
Right. Well, we quit shopping at Walmart a long time ago. Walmart's one of the big ones.
Yeah.
And, you know, big corporations, I mean, people don't realize that they have a food locker near them that's organic. You know, they don't shove them with steroids or chemicals or anything like that.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, and people, it's just like making homemade things, you know. You learn how to make things for yourself.
That's the thing. We have to rediscover all that stuff over again, Shelley, because they changed us from the creators and makers of goods to consumers.
Right.
And so we've got to go back and relearn all that stuff. And we don't have a lot of time to do it.
No, we don't. And it just seems like everything's just happening so fast. You had 9/11 and then all this crap. I mean, Iran, it's improbable. It's going to happen, and we can't stop it.
No.
And that scares me to death. What am I going to tell my child when she grows up, you know?
That you tried, you did your best, and you paid the price.
Of course.
You know, and whether we win or fail in this is, you know, I know that, you know, I've left nothing on the table when I finish the show at night. And if there's more than I need to do, then I'm prepared to do it. I just want to know that when I lay my head down at night, I've done everything I can. Shelley, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We're gonna get back to Jim in Texas on the other side of the break. Plus you, if you want to join us, at 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Straight to the telephone, Jim in Texas. You're on the program with us. Welcome aboard.
I think it may be Gene. I probably
that's
didn't
say close enough
right.
For me. How you doing, Gene? Step on up here.
Front porch guy.
Yeah.
May be illegal to visit on the porch pretty soon. Probably be illegal assembly or some sort of thing. You know what you said earlier? I've said months ago about your life's over. And well, that's basically the way I look at it, because this thing is going to happen, and you know it as well as I do. It's a matter when the other shoe drops. That's what I wait for all the time.
Oh, yeah, most certainly. I mean, because... I mean, just look at this bill right here. I mean, this is basically saying that I'm telling people, look, stop feeding the beast. If you want to change things, stop feeding it. Am I inciting people to terrorism?
Well, I do that. I haven't watched my TV hardly at all the last 2 weeks. I've got a I don't even want to turn it on. I used to turn it on just to keep up with what they're up to. But it's getting hard to tell that because we had to say something. You know, I keep hearing people, and I don't blame them. I understand. They say, why don't the Democrats, they don't get it, or the Republicans don't get it, or the media doesn't get it. They get it. This is their deal. They run it. I've told people, if you want to know the TV networks, I said, look it up on the Internet. See who owns it. It's all interconnected, which is what the person earlier was talking about, Herzog's show today. It was about all the interconnections of it, right. That sort of thing. It was very interesting. But, I've looked it up and seen the ownership. Everything that we do is interconnected, and it's sure. All tied in with politicians, ex-politicians, and so on, like the Carlisle Group and the GE and so on and so on. They're all on the same side. There is no media. There won't be any. There's not any Congress anymore. And you know that as well as I do. There's just one big walking filth. I can't stand to look at these pukes.
Oh, I can't either. They make me sick. I mean, just to listen to Bush talk.
Here's the sad part, too. We talk about the Constitution. We talk about the Bill of Rights. We talk about this and that. And we talk about the borders. Mm-hmm. And I do agree with that. It's not that I give up or anything. It's just that there is none. They don't respect it. They don't honor it. They don't acknowledge it.
Right.
And we're fighting. We're trying to use reason, and they have none. Like you said, they don't play by the rules, and we tried to play by the rules. Now, I know that they probably will be glad or delight in when we reached the end of the deal, like the guy yelling out to one, mad as hell, won't take it anymore. They liked it. And then they'll swarm down with their hired geeks, you know, and I know that. It's like the Ron Paul deal. I've got a sticker on my car. I got a Ron Paul hat. I'm a member of the Ron Paul meetup group. I sent a few bucks to Ron Paul. I totally love the guy. I believe in it, but I don't believe he's going to be president. They're not going to allow this. These people are on a roll, and they're not going to stop. While we talk about the border and the fences and the Dream Act, and they give us these little victories, seeming victories, all the time we do this, the same thing has never even slowed down during these last few years.
No, and it's just accelerating, Gene. I mean, it's pedal to the metal for these people.
They're pouring over the borders. They're giving them all the same rights. And we think we haven't done anything by calling these geeks and telling them that. And they humor us. It's like they're humoring us till they're ready. I don't really know what the critical point will be. But I do believe they're doing that. And it's like this. I think they would love to shut down this. It's a good way to monitor us, of course, until over. Mm-hmm. Talking about, but I expect them to come after that, Senator Laird. They're not going to allow any free speech, like you said. Free speech is now located behind a fence or off camera and out of sight. You know, they don't honor anything. It's gone, and they're not going to stop. So it's going to, when it's all said and done, it will come down to that, and you know that. And I hate to say it, it breaks my heart. I'm like you. I got kids, I got grandkids, and I tell people, what about your kids, you know, and they just, you know, same old crap, you know. I get frustrated. I tell somebody every day, I go on about it, and they won't look anything up. They won't check anything out. They don't, I don't know, you know, they've been raised this way, and they don't think it can end.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
it's frustrating.
It is frustrating, and to think, you know, and I mentioned this, you know, talking with Shelley. A lot of people that are awake and are part of this movement are missing the point. They think that this is all going to come freely and it's all going to come easy.
No.
And people have to understand that there is a price that is going to have to be paid.
Yep.
And then they won't eventually be lives. Today, folks, we got to have your money, we got to have your cash, and we got to have your participation. I'm sorry, that's it.
That's right.
It's brass tacks. It's put up or shut up time.
That's right, because I'll tell you this. We can sit in our house. I can sit in this house, and we will become criminals because they're passing laws against, you name it, everything. Mm-hmm. You can become a criminal without committing a criminal act because they will declare something you do illegal.
Right.
They're doing it as we speak.
And they don't even have to go through Congress with it. They can just pass these executive orders and make it regulation.
Yeah.
And boom, you're nailed.
That makes me wonder why they bother to pass these things through Congress once in a while when Bush writes them up the rest of the time.
Sure. I mean, it's to make everybody think that they've got a part in it. I mean, you've got 535 useful idiots sitting there.
I know. I guess they have to justify their being in there with, at the trough. I got to where I can't stand to look at them, so I'm almost quit watching C-SPAN, except on rare occasions. I've just had it. I'm like you. I don't deal with Walmart only when I have to. I'm one of those towns, of course, that's the only thing here and a bunch
of antique
shops.
Right.
Typical American town, nothing left but antique shops, small town, and a Walmart. But I do try to avoid it, and I very seldom go there. Once in a while I'm forced to. That's what they've done to us. Anyway, Mike, I'm just rant. I have some, the anger makes it hard to speak rationally. But
it does.
Hang in there, brother, and I know you're on the right track, and I feel your passion. And one of my hopes, or one thing that helps me, is hearing these callers that call in with passion and anger, because that's what they need to be. And I love every one of them for what they stand for and what they're doing.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling in. Appreciate you hanging out on the porch with me.
No, yeah, thank you, Mike. I love you, brother. Bye.
I love you too, man. You have a great night. Great night. Bill in Idaho, welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider. How are you?
Yes, bless you. Thank you so very much. It's an honor to be on the porch with the rest of the Christian patriots that are left. I just wanted to mention it is very encouraging to hear the spirit of the ladies that speak righteously in regard to these issues, the new people that are just listening and they're having their hair blown back. Remember that commercial? You were mentioning commercials the other day and the guy sitting in the lounge chair with his hair being blown back. I'm sure a lot of people's paradigm is being totally blown away here. But listening to reason and knowing that these people that have called have experienced it either all their life or most recently become aware and have taken the time and the trouble to become informed, like Mr. Herzog, yourself, and so many others. But it comes down to getting involved and actually picking up that phone or going down to your city council or going to your representative's office and raising holy hell, period. The time for being nice is over, especially considering what poor Mr. Beck did to himself publicly yesterday. I mean, it is symptomatic of how close a battle this is going to be. And as much headway as we have made, I'm begging the guys in the forum, the gentlemen that are working the board all day and then are working all night and talking strategy and logistics, to look at the article off of NPR. SIGINTs get information all the time, all directions. But it's Air Force official found dead. I think you were on a program. I mentioned it.
Yeah.
Charles Reekers, Reechers. It's indicative of how effective this little broadcast network is worldwide by virtue of what has been said by the Archbishop of Canterbury most recently in regard to these Nazis that are running this operation. And right here, the writer is late at night after a busy day taking care of his big family, trying to help people understand. They eat their own. The officers of the court that are listening, the NSA, the NRO, CIA, or whoever they are that are listening, understand that you and your family are as much a target as, unfortunately, Lieutenant Commander Rikers became.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, and I appreciate the call, Bill. Yeah, I mean, it's a... Thank you. Good points. I mean, everybody's a target. Everybody in this country is in danger. And just because you think that you're protected by the cloak of the government as an employee, that you're not in danger? Guess again. Because they'll do you in just as quickly as they did this guy. Guy with absolutely no reason to commit suicide who's happy as a lark. Hey, he's not having to do anything and making over $10,000 a month. I think it was like $14,000 a month. While he's waiting for his nice, cushy little job to emerge. Why would he commit suicide? Well, I'm just so downtrodden. I'm making $14K a month. What am I going to do? It's amazing. But folks, in the end, they hate us. They want us dead. I can't reiterate that enough. I mean, these are the cold, hard facts. I mean, this is why we, you know, if we can win an information war if we take the information to the people. But we've got to do it on such a massive scale that we can reach the people. I mean, I so admire everybody out there who's doing this one at a time, talking to people and handing out DVDs. I mean, they have great courage, and a lot of them are really innovative in the way they go about this. But we'll be here till the next century at that speed, because you can only talk to so many people in a day, even if all of us were doing it. We're just not moving fast enough. We're not nimble. We're not flexible enough. So I'm saying, guys, we got to get these micros up. We got to get them running. Folks, we have got to put our money where our mouth is. Our resources, everything. It all has to go to that. Because the time's running out. I mean, and it's go time, to quote Tommy Boy. We're out of time. We're out of years. Decades. Our economy is falling apart. The dollar's going to crash. I mean, that's a given, folks. And it's by design. I mean, when you've got people like Alan Greenspan talking about the need for a gold-based monetary system before he becomes chairman of the Federal Reserve, and look what he's done after. These people know what's up. And they understand the game, and they design the game, and they rig it. Because, again, it's these elite who want total control, because they think this is their birthright, and they don't care about you. The ends justify the means. And so they'll blow up an economy. They'll blow up a country. They don't care. They don't care. So your God-given freedoms and rights, they'll sit and take away. And why are they able to take them away? Because we allow them to do it. Because as a population, we just sit back and let it happen because we're not paying attention. We're not watching. And then I talk to these people that support Ron Paul. They talk, well, when we get our country back, boom, we can come in with a national health care system. Well, isn't that the very thing that we're trying to avoid here at this point? Is because anytime you get these socialist-type programs running, what happens? You get government back in your life. That's the problem. Government is so far in our lives that it's difficult to extricate them, because government by itself has to grow to justify its existence. And they take more and more of our resources every day. I mean, and most people don't get it. Well, you know, so you're waiting on more Social Security. You're not going to get that. First baby boomers already filed for it. And it's fixing to go down. I mean, when you get all these retirees coming in ready to collect their money, hey, we're going to keep printing. Inflation's going to just keep skyrocketing. They're not going to be able to live as it is. Hey, but cat food for everybody. Why not? At least we'll have Dancing with the Stars and American Idol. We can live vicariously through everybody else. And now somebody who's who give it a few years, and somebody who's anorexic will look fit. Just insane. Absolutely insane. It's crazy. You know, I hope that enough people will wake up in time, and folks, we've got to get these micros up. We've got to fight fire with fire. They use the media to strike fear in people. Folks, that's what we've got to do. We've got to use the media, our own media. The infrastructure's here. We just got to take it to them and get the outlets, and it's up to you guys to get this stuff up. We're here. It's all in place. We just got to get the signals. Back in a minute with a final segment. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Rider tonight. Glad you're with us. 800-313-9443. We're just about out of time, but one more call here lined up. Chuck in California, welcome to the program. What's on your mind tonight?
Are you there?
I am there. We got about 3 minutes here.
All right. Well, to open up the floodgates to get people to find out what's going on in the world, make use of the flea markets, you know, set up a big screen TV and a canopy and a generator, you know, show the evidence on a TV screen. You know, lots of foot traffic in all the flea markets.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, I mean, the thing is, if you can open up 10 flea markets per state, do one Saturday, do one on Sunday at a different flea market, hey, you guys can start opening and waking up people real fast. You know, I mean, I reached 1,000 people in just one day at a flea market, you know, with this method.
Yeah, we've got to start looking at this as on a matter of scale. I mean, one or two at a time ain't going to do it anymore. We've got to hit hard.
Yeah, you guys got to get out there and make it to happen. 10 flea markets per state. And think about how many people are going to wake up at a rapid rate. You've got to open up the floodgates. It ain't going to happen any other way. And it's real simple, let me tell you. It draws them in. And make sure you got, you know, burn as many DVDs as you can to hand out this material.
And then get your micro station up. So when you, when they leave, after they've gotten information from you, you've given them a place to tune to get more information.
Right. And now when you hand them 11 in plain sight and loose change, sell them both for $3. Tell them you're not here to make money. You're here to wake people up. And the $3 is just to cover the cost. You try to ask for a lot more money, they'll think you're trying to make money.
Right.
You don't want them to think that you're here to make money. You're here to wake people up. $3 is just to cover the cost. You know, the floodgates can open. But it can't happen if everybody doesn't make an effort.
Yeah, indeed. I wholeheartedly agree. Chuck, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Right. Excellent points. Yeah, it is a matter of scale. It's that in a nutshell. It's a matter of scale, and if we don't understand that, if we don't get busy, folks, we are so screwed. I can't put it another way. You know, we're here. The time is short, and there is a cost for freedom, folks. If freedom is what you truly seek, you have to understand there is a cost for it. This is not going to come cheaply. I'm not telling you to send me money. I don't want your money. Put up a micro. Give money to RBN. Help them stay on the air. This stuff costs bucks. I know I've got my own network. Not as big as RBN. Little small fry. But it costs money. All of this costs money. And we've got to have all of our soldiers lined up and ready to go to fight this information war. And I'm telling you, get your micro and get it now and get it up. We'll do another micro show here in a week or so, or maybe two. Because I'm not going to stop talking about it, folks. Second thing is we got to stop feeding this beast. Stop participating. If you have an opportunity to buy from a local farmer, buy from a local farmer. Give him your money. Don't go down the street to Wally World and give him your money for some genetically modified food. Shoot, the FDA's coming out now saying on lunch meat. They can spray viruses on the lunch meat. Yeah, go get you some of that. Hey, sandwich here is good. I wonder what that virus on there is. Yeah. All right, I'm out of here. You guys have a great night. Find somebody you love and tell them you love them. Spend some time with your kids, your friends, your family, folks, because that's why we're fighting to save this country. How much are you willing to invest to make that happen? See you tomorrow night.